Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The Affair with Ikara Freeman. If you play this podcast, your life will be better. Previously on The Second Coming of Hugo. Hugo broke up with his boyfriend of 10 years, and his best friend Tim convinced him to get himself back out there. Somehow he ended up with a message from his boss on Grindr.
Drink, Hugo?
Is that allowed?
Well, I'm the boss, and it's after hours.
What do you got?
I always keep a nice bottle of scotch in the bottom drawer when one of the wankers from design annoys me. That can be absolute...
I like the design team.
I do too, don't get me wrong. Really nice. All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So?
Grindr.
I thought you had a boyfriend.
Oh, we broke up.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be. He was a piece of crap who deserves to be torn apart by wild dogs while having his testicles stood on by a herd of elephants. Not that I'm bitter or anything.
No.
I know I haven't been here too long, but I always thought that you were straight.
I am. Kind of.
Oh.
I guess I'm bi.
Well, it is getting late. I probably should be heading home. You know, cook dinner, feed the cat.
You have a cat?
No. Today's been a little too strange. I think I should probably just head home and probably stalk my ex on Facebook.
I thought you were cute when you started here. When I saw you online, I just instinctively messaged. Probably a bad boss decision.
I was shocked. But yeah, of course I've checked you out. You're pretty handsome.
Cheers. So maybe we could hang around.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe Chris in my office.
Direct? Is that a good idea?
No one's here. I could close the blinds and we could do whatever you like on my desk. I'd really like that.
Oh.
I could insist if you like. Order you as your boss.
What?
No, not really. I just thought you might be into that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Role play, you know, like, if you don't get over here and suck my cock, you're fired.
Now, I don't actually know whether you're using that as an example or if you are role playing or if you're just joke saying it but actually kind of mean it.
God, I don't even know anymore.
So there is a possibility that if I don't suck your cock, I could be fired?
No, definitely not. I was just talking about the first two options. Please don't report me to HR.
Are you going to bottom for me if I promise not to?
What?
I think I should just go home. Maybe buy a cat on the way. I'll be 19 away from being a crazy cat lady then.
We could just start this all over again. Or I could come back to your place. Maybe we could just drink this whole bottle of scotch.
Oh, I think the moment's passed. Don't you, John?
I suppose.
And then what happened?
Oh, he just stared at me for ages as I grabbed the stuff from my desk and left. I never thought the elevator door would open.
What are you going to do when you get in this morning?
Oh, Tim, I've got no idea. It's going to be awkward.
There's no chance of you two hooking up in the future, then.
Oh, well, I'm not a sadist.
You said he looked hot.
Yeah, hot-ish. And I'm not you. I'm not ready for all of this.
You're not going to give up on Grindr after just this, are you?
No, I'm just going to be more careful and picky. Oh. No, there's this guy that I've been chatting to, clear face pick, can hold a conversation, and he asked me for coffee next week.
Oh, it's a start.
Oh, we probably shouldn't have met at the cafe at the front of my work. Oh. What happens if John walks past on his way to the office?
Then I'll smile and I'll give him a little wave.
Oh, you are loving this, aren't you?
Only a little.
Now is your night.
Oh, if you're asking if I've hooked up with someone, I don't do it every night, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, I did meet someone last night. Or two.
At the same time or separately?
At the same time. I'm not a slut.
No, of course not.
Do you want to hear the details or not?
No.
So they were this couple. They were so hot.
I really don't want to hear the details.
I know, but I really want to tell you the details.
I think I need another coffee. Or 12 before I head to work. Where's that waitress gone?
Is that her?
Who?
The woman walking towards us.
No, I don't know who that is.
Hi, you're Hugo, right?
Yeah, that's me.
You don't know me. My name's Donna.
Hi.
I believe you work with my husband.
Do I?
Yeah, your manager, John.
Oh, yeah. Hugo knows him.
Thank you, Timothy.
I'm wondering if you have a second to talk to me about him.
Sure. Okay.
The role of Hugo was played by
Wayne Tunks.
The role of John was played by
Cam Fall.
The role of Donna was played by
Constance Washington.
And the role of Tim was played by
Gavin Williams.
The Affair with Ikara Freeman. This is a podcast saying, play me one more time, please.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.